anger is something that I've always been aware of, but it's not something that I've always made a large effort to stop. It's more of just like an internal hurt that feels like anger.
It's a lot of work and it's not a pleasant sensory experience. And I think that's what makes anger management so difficult, is that we're basically asking people to go against your instincts. So do you feel like you have an understanding around what anger and resentment you might be carrying around?
That's what I understand the least about all of this, I think. The reason it's so hard is because it's a literal feeling. Like, it's a guttural bodily feeling. It's not in my head. It's like a tight like thing that I feel like I have to release.
I think just having the awareness is also part of the de-escalation process, because you're way less likely to get to a level 10 if you already recognize you're at a 4.
When you do release, and then, you know, in the moments after, the shame and the guilt make their way in, that shame and guilt just acts as fuel for the next instance. It's not like now you've released, okay, so now your like lifelong supply of anger has been depleted a little more. It's like you release and then you're just giving yourself more leeway. You're making it more of a habit for that to happen.
The other thing that is super important is looking at your general sense of well-being day to day. Because if you're grounded, if you're feeling connected to a sense of meaning and purpose, if your foundational self-care, like sleep, nutrition, hydration, healthy distraction, if those things are implemented, your nervous system is going to be in a more balanced space. So then when you do get triggered, you're not as likely to go 0 to 60 or 0 to 100.